You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today, for our Set Apart to Serve conversation, we get to catch up with Dr. James Bonnick and take a look at where youth and adults were encouraged to consider churchwork vocations this summer. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin by visiting cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Joining me today for our conversation, the Reverend Dr. James Bonnick. He's LCMS Executive Director of Pastoral Education and Set Apart to Serve. Dr. Bonnick, welcome back.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks.
I'm glad to see you in the building.
Yeah.
I like to think that I have a pretty fun job and that I get to do all the fun things, but I think you have a long list of fun things that you got to do this summer, which is kind of rivaling the fun things that I get to do.
All right.
I don't know if I like this, that someone else has a more fun job than me. Tell us about some of your extensive travel that you got to do this summer that all involved a lot of adventure.
It really has. We have had a lot of fun at the youth gatherings where youth are meeting this summer, actually where adults are meeting too, like at district conventions. We just had a busy summer talking about Set Apart to Serve. And one of those, like early on, was Christ Academy. That's the one at Fort Wayne. It's for high school youth contemplating church work, but just wanting to be together with other youth who like to be in the Word. It was there I taught the Augsburg Confession, actually, for 4 hours to the men and the women, young men and women. It was just, that's like a highlight of my year because they just ate it up. I mean, they love talking theology. Afterward, they would come and ask me questions, or during, they were involved and intrigued and weren't bored with the topic.
Give me an example of a question they came to you with after learning about the Augsburg Confession.
What they asked?
Yeah.
They'll say, this is a little hot topic, but
okay.
How come women can't be pastors? And all that's Article 5 and 14 of the Augsburg Confession. And we talk about that being a male office, that God ordained this office. And it's not that that audience was like wanting to argue about it or in disagreement. They want to know, how can they help their friends talk about this topic? So just really good articles. Questions. And like, they'll ask me about, I'll say, so what's the big word in the article about sin? And they'll say, well, that's concupiscence. And I said, how do you know that? I mean, these kids, someone's teaching them, you know? And so it was just a lot of fun talking to them. But a number of them there are considering church work. And that's just a prime spot to talk about church work. Another one's vocatio here in St. Louis at St. Louis Seminary. I had about an hour with them. It changes from year to year of the timing that I have at either gathering. And they, too, are just a delight to talk to about church work. There I talked to them about the 8 different ways one can serve in church work. And a number of them are strongly considering pastoral ministry, being a deaconess. My own granddaughter was there thinking about full-time church work. So that was a real joy, too. Another one was Higher Things. We were at, I wasn't there personally, actually. Another person who works for me, Glenn Rollins, he was having all the fun there. And actually, we've talked about this in the past, but it was his wife one day who said, this was like 3 years ago, you know, you should have young adult representatives at Higher Things, because who wants to listen to old people like us, right? Actually, that's really not true, because the kids just love talking. But the young adult representatives are generally church work students at one of our Concordias. And they did a great job. Glenn did a great job. And we had 2 breakouts at every Higher Things. Kids are coming to the young adult representatives and saying, you know, how do you get into a Concordia? How much does it cost? What's dorm life like? What's the curriculum like? I'm not sure they use that word, but they want to know, what are they studying?
Yeah.
You know? And so Higher Things is a great partner. They themselves are doing great things in encouraging youth to consider full-time church work. One of the big ones for youth was Youth Gathering. You were there, and we were right in the same area together. And it amazes me. I think our church body needs to know this, that our young people love their faith, and they love talking to pastors and adults about church. And, you know, we were there representing Set Apart to Serve. And most of those kids knew about Set Apart to Serve, that the whole LCMS booth was basically Set Apart to Serve. And they love talking about it, and about church work and questions in the Bible or theology. And I had 6 breakout sessions with youth, and they were almost all full, which really surprised me, because at a breakout session, at the breakout session times, they have, what, I can't even think, 20, 30, more than that.
Oh, lots of options. Yeah.
Options of what they can go to. And several of them came to the Set Apart to Serve, and they knew they were coming to think about, do I want to be a church worker? And one of the best ones, I did one just talking about the 8 vocations. That was by myself. But the other one was with a panel of church workers. We had a Lutheran school teacher. We had a vicar, a pastoral student vicar. We had a deaconess. We had a pastor. Thinking if we had... Anyway, we kind of asked them questions as a panel, and I'd say, you know, tell us what made you think about church work, or we see what a pastor does on Sunday. What does he do Monday through Saturday? And these kids were really interested. And then after we were all done, they went up and they were, you know, when the session was over, they would go up and talk to these various church workers asking for more information. And mm-hmm. Oh, we had a DC, I think I forgot to mention. And so they really enjoyed that. Couple stories come to mind. You know, one of them that I was pretty excited about is on our 8 vocations booklet. You know, we have this young man, Benjamin, and we've been using his picture, and I didn't really know who he was. And we found out that Ben was coming to the youth gathering. I mean, you know the story, so prior to the youth gathering, we said, hey, coffee hour is going to be there, KFUO. Will you be on the program there? And he said, sure. And he'd do that. Anyway, he came, you interviewed him or had a conversation with him on the coffee hour. And then, you know, we brought Dr. Bull up, and then you brought him up on the stage, and then those two had a conversation. And then after that, we had pictures with, you know, President Harrison. But this young man, he got a little popular during that hour, but this young man, I have to reach out to him because he's going to Seward now this fall for the pre-seminary program. And if we were to see this, if your audience were to see this young man, they would say, yep, that's the kind of man we want going to the seminary. I mean, he was just like, he could talk easily.
He was so articulate. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was. And he was sports minded. Another one were two, I think, junior high school boys. They were football players, but they wanted to tell me how they loved teaching first grade Sunday school together. And I said, really, you're teaching, you like to teach first graders? And they said, oh yeah, they just have a blast at that. And they're thinking about going into church work as well. But anyway,
that sounds like a good conversation we need to have. A
lot of conversations.
We need to talk with them.
We certainly do. Yeah, we do.
So you got to go to the youth gathering. We got to visit with about 20,000 people there, which mm-hmm. was fantastic. And there was one really, I think, significant moment at the youth gathering. And I don't know if you caught this. LCMS President Harrison
yes.
shared during the divine service in yes. his sermon, I need 1,000 of you to step up, to go to Concordia University or to a Concordia Seminary and become a church worker, become a DCE, a teacher, a pastor.
That's right. I wanted to jump up and say amen. I have that on my Noah's Harrison sermon. You know, everyone that I know of, I guess that's, I was kind of, my ears were alert to that, but everyone was talking about, hey, do you want to be a church worker? Different breakouts that had nothing to do with Set Apart to Serve. Certainly the Concordias and the seminary, the seminaries themselves were there. Dr. Bruss from Fort Wayne was there. And it was just kind of a buzz talking about church work and many other things, obviously, too.
But, absolutely.
So that was great.
That was the highlight of the summer, certainly, getting to be a part of the gathering and talk with so many people.
You know, we did some other things in the summer. One was I was invited to about 5 district conventions, and to give a presentation about Set Apart to Serve, which was a real joy. But I came back home and we asked the districts, will you please consider putting out a resolution for being involved in Set Apart to Serve, encouraging Set Apart to Serve, especially encouraging our pastors, church workers, parents, laity to be talking to youth about considering church work. I just did this homework yesterday, but 17 of our 35 districts put forth a resolution in their convention saying that very thing, is that, yes, we are encouraging. And those who aren't of the 17, we could go to those districts and see they're doing other things with Set Apart to Serve. A number of them are in our focus groups, or they're helping us with our research, or district ed execs, or somebody's helping us. So all 35. But I thought it was great to see to see 17 districts actually put this forth in their convention, say, we're going to do this. LWML convention, I was there. How often do they have their convention again? Every two years? Yes. And 2 years ago, I think we were number 20 or 30, and now I can't remember, on their list of their mission grants, right? Mm-hmm. And this year, we got elected number 4. $100,000 gift to Set Apart to Serve. Even more than the money, though, LWML is they're on fire for Set Apart to Serve. They love their church workers, and they want to see more church workers. And so that was a real joy, too. And then we did a pilot at a Lutheran camp this summer as well. And I know the Lutheran camp up in North Dakota because I served there for several years. And we did a pilot. It was 3 hours, and how to talk about Set Apart to Serve in a camp setting. This was a high school youth program. We had some college students who were actually counselors there. Mm-hmm. We had them kind of tell their story as well. And we're going to refine that a little bit, then we're going to put that out as a resource for all of our camps next year. It's been a busy summer.
Fantastic. So did you get to go to camp for that?
I went to that camp, yes. Sweet. I did it, yes. Yeah.
You didn't invite me?
Sorry. No, I didn't. It's a great camp.
I love camp.
Shepherd's Hill at the Crossroads up in
Fantastic.
North
Dakota. That sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Good conversation. So you and Glenn got to visit lots of folks and talk about Set Apart to Serve this morning, and see Set Apart to Serve from their perspective, too. It sounds like you really got a lot of feedback as well.
Right. Good. Yeah, that's very true.
We have more to talk about in just a little bit. We're going to continue the conversation about Set Apart to Serve in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason. To use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today we are continuing our Set Apart to Serve conversation with Reverend Dr. James Bonnick. We're talking about all the adventures that Set Apart to Serve involved this summer. And we've got some more things to cover as well in our update with Dr. Bonnick today. So we've been talking about Set Apart to Serve and recruiting church workers. And if I've learned anything from our conversations, it's not about you, the Reverend Dr. James Bonnick, doing the recruitment.
Right.
Who's it about?
All right. So we love going out and talking to youth and adults about Set Apart to Serve. What we're really working at is building a culture of church work formation and recruitment. And any opportunity that I have or Glenn has, we'll certainly try to recruit and talk. But the real recruitment, we've said this before, but I'm just going to say it again, is the real recruitment has to take place in the home congregation. It has to take place in the home where the youth and adults live who might consider second career church work. Yeah. Those who are most influential and really, I mean, a one-time deal with me at a youth gathering may, I mean, the Holy Spirit can certainly use that, but it's the pastor who gives pastoral care to these youth, who know these youth, who know their families, who develop a relationship with these youth, who catechize them, who you know, preach God's word. He's the most influential person we found from our research anyway, that really encourages, sits down with a young man or a young woman and says, hey, I think you should really consider church work. I think you should consider being a pastor or being a Lutheran school teacher, and not nagging, but planting that seed. And when the opportunity comes and the conversation allows, to continue to develop that idea in those youth. The other person is the parent. Several parents maybe don't want their children to be church workers, but I would encourage our parents really to kind of think differently about that, to encourage our youth, to their children. This is just a great way to serve God and to serve neighbor. There's other great vocations, engineer and medical, but not to forget about full-time church work. The laity as well. When you see somebody in your congregation as an adult, when you're an adult and you see a youth in your congregation where they love being in church, they're there all the time, or they're in the choir, or they are teaching Sunday school, be brave, be courageous, and go to them and just say, hey, have you ever considered being a Lutheran school teacher? Or, boy, you look like you could be a pastor someday. We've got story after story, even here on, you know, on Coffee Hour, where current church workers said that's all it took was a Sunday school teacher, an adult, an elder, LWML lady who said, I think you should consider church work. And certainly our commissioned workers, they're, even though I'm kind of naming them last, they're not the least important at all. Teachers and DCEs, deaconesses, who are with these youth so often, that's where the real formation from little on up, teaching them the faith, eventually talking to them about church work, that's where the recruitment really, really has to take place.
And there were a lot of those at the youth gathering, lots of DCEs and teachers and deaconesses, DCM, other folks who are serving those commission offices and spending a lot of time with youth at the youth gathering.
They certainly were.
Walking thousands upon thousands of steps every day. Why is Set Apart to Serve such a passion of yours? I mean, you've put in lots of hours, and yes, we know that this is your calling. This is where you're given to serve, but why are you so passionate about it?
Yeah, I was thinking about that a little bit. I presented at the Southern Illinois District Convention, and I was reading their minutes just the last couple of days, and they passed the resolution that says to build a culture of church work formation and recruitment, and this is their note. After an impassioned report on Set Apart to Serve, the motion carried unanimously by voice vote. And I'm thinking, does it show that much how passionate I am? I don't think I realize that. I think I've shared this story before, but I think of my own children, and I think of my own grandchildren. We have 10 now, my wife and I do. And I want them to go to heaven. I want them to know Jesus Christ and have eternal salvation. I want my children and their spouses. I want, when I was a pastor, you know, I'd look at those youth, and that was the most important thing. I think it's great that they're in sports, developing their body in discipline or in music, and all those things are great. But it's their eternal salvation. And when my grandchildren, my oldest now is in high school, the oldest grandchild. And I think as they grow and you look at the world around you, right? I guess the world's always been sinful, but there's a lot of temptations out there. And I want them to have a faithful pastor. I want them to have a faithful Lutheran teacher, deaconess, who's going to journey with them through life. when there's joys and there's sorrows in life, I want that pastor to be able to speak God's word to them, through which the Holy Spirit, you know, is nourishing and sustaining their faith. And I want that for all God's people. I want that for all people, is that, you know, lay people obviously can speak God's word all the way through that journey, right? We do that all the time, my spouse to me, or a neighbor or a church member. But a church worker's vocation, their full-time vocation, is to do just that, is to minister to God's people, to teach in the classroom, to visit me when I'm sick in the hospital, or when I'm off. I have a son who's Saudi Arabia right now. I want his pastor to be able to reach out to him and say, hey, we're praying for you, or, you know, any circumstance in life. And so the passion to have more church workers is to have more people full-time who are teaching, preaching with God's word, so that the Holy Spirit is creating that faith for eternal salvation. That's where my passion is.
It's clear.
I can see when you speak about set apart to serve, when you speak about young people considering, or adults too, considering church work and pursuing that, taking that next step, your yep. face just lights up. Now, I know you have a message and a request of our listener today. Tell us more about that.
You know, something that I've been noticing just like on Facebook or TV is I've questioned this with like our LCMS youth as well. Young people really have a desire to be Christian. Not many of them do. And we've seen this in our youth gatherings and such. They love to talk about the faith. I was watching a news show the other day, and there are these triplet boys. They were triplets, and they were like junior, senior high school. And they talked about their Christian faith in their public school, and they started a podcast. And now they've got a big following talking about Jesus and faith. I've also seen there's this big thing. I'm not sure if I can say the word, but Duomo. You know, they're I'm not sure who they are. I think they're Roman Catholic, but they're advertising young people in the Word with a young man or a young woman in the Word. And these youth are there. We just did a recent research, however, with our youth. We send out annual research. And in that particular research, it could be a misnomer or, you know, a fluke, but our youth are saying a decrease in people talking to them about considering church work from last year and even the year before. Or the people at the youth gatherings and higher things, they know about set apart, serve, and church work opportunities, but it seems like the youth who aren't going to those things aren't quite as familiar with they can be church workers. So my challenge to your audience is, if you know one, if you know three, if you know 10 youth in your congregation, or a grandchild who's not even in your grandchild, niece or in your congregation, your niece or nephew, be courageous and be bold and talk to them. Talk to them about considering full-time church worker. I think you'd be a great pastor, or I think you'd be a great Lutheran school teacher. And I think those who aren't already doing it, I think a lot of people are, but those people who aren't already doing it will be amazed that these youth, one, would love talking to them about that more. Even if they don't say more. Tell them why you think they would be a great teacher. You know, they're teaching Sunday school. They're in the choir. They're in the Word. They have a love for the Word. And so my challenge is, let's keep talking to our youth. Let's have a culture in our talk to your church leaders about, hey, let's do more. Let's have this culture in our congregations about talking to, forming, recruiting our youth to consider full-time church work, to go to a Concordia University, to go to one of our seminaries, and serve God's people with the Word.
Let's talk about going to a Concordia University or a Concordia Seminary.
Yeah.
What's the interest there? And is there interest among youth to go to a Concordia University, a Concordia Seminary, to become a church worker?
There is.
Okay.
You know, and especially at the youth gathering, we talk about this quite a bit. And at the other youth events also. So often we would hear even adults say, well, I'm a grad of Concordia, Nebraska, or Concordia, St. Paul, or whatever it is. we're just starting to hear the incoming church work student numbers from our Concordias. And I just heard the other day that Concordia, Nebraska has over 100 freshmen church work students this year. And I'm not sure how much higher that is from last year, but I know it's it's pretty exciting because Dr. Bull, the president there, is really excited about that message. And I know the other Concordias are, I don't know their numbers, but they're all saying, it's going up. And why do we want to go to Concordia? Other church work students are there. It's an environment of Lutheranism, right? It's chapel every day, or the opportunity is there. There's youth Bible classes that happen in the evening. There's academics, the college experience of just really good learning. We've got just fantastic professors at our Concordias, especially the ones that I know most are the theology professors. Many of them were at the youth gathering, mm-hmm. And they love talking to these youth. And eventually when they get to Concordia, they love teaching that. One of the things that another message I'd like to share is, I think a number of adults like my age are thinking it's too expensive to go to a Concordia. That's really changing a lot. For instance, Concordia St. Paul, there is no tuition for pre-seminary and for pre-deaconess. It's $6,000 max per year for the other church work students, and they're working on bringing that down. All of our Concordias, they have to work with their mission advancement with donors who are going to donate these dollars. Concordia Chicago, it's $5,000 maximum tuition for a church work student every year. Now, certainly there's still room and board, and that costs something. The great thing about Concordia Nebraska is, I believe there are $100,000 guaranteed tuition assistance for 4 years. So, that's pretty significant as well. The thing is, all these schools have stackable tuition, and that is, if your congregation gives you, say, $2,000 going to Chicago, now you're paying $3,000. They're not taking something away because somebody else is giving you something. I know North Dakota District, a freshman church work student, I think they get about $5,000 from the district. Okay, so that's zero now if you've gone to Concordia Chicago. So, go back to the Concordias and realize it's affordable, it's doable. There's a lot of people out there who are helping getting our students through church work.
Absolutely. Talk with the admission teams at the Concordia universities.
Exactly.
Check out several campuses. Talk with them. Learn more about the programs, the church work programs they have there, and the opportunities for aid and support. Scholarships for church work students.
Exactly.
Things have certainly, there's a lot more support for church work students now.
There certainly is. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for spending the time with us and for giving us an update on all the adventures this summer with Set Apart to Serve. I know we have more conversations coming ahead in the future as well with more folks out in the field serving as church workers. Those who are talking are learning more about church work and pursuing it in the future as well. Looking forward to those conversations for more Set Apart to Serve here on the Coffee Hour. Thanks, Dr. Bonick.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.